This podcast on WSIU.org is a member-supported service of WSIU Public Radio. Your contributions help provide WSIU's online programming. Call 800-745-9748 or give online at WSIU.org. And thanks.
It's 63 degrees in Carbondale, 61 in Mount Vernon, and 61 in Olney at 7:04. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Fuller. A sunny sky today with a high near 90 degrees. We'll see a wind out of the northeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear tonight, low 54. Sunny tomorrow, high 93. Then some very dangerously high heat levels by Thursday and Friday with highs around 104 to 105 on Thursday and right at 100 degrees on Friday. The blue skies and bright sunshine are unrelenting in the region. This is what a drought looks like, and state climatologist Jim Angel says there's no end in sight. He says the National Weather Service has the rest of June being drier than normal, and the same story for July. But Angel says the end of a drought can come as a surprise.
Things could turn around. They have in the past. There's been times where I've sworn we're going to be in the worst drought ever, and then it starts raining and doesn't stop. So you can have the weather pattern shift, and it's very hard to predict that at this point, but it could happen.
Angel says as you go south, it gets even more severe. Southern Illinois' total rainfall for the year so far is 8 to 10 inches below normal. A drought is considered severe in most parts of extreme southern Illinois. With temperatures forecast to reach triple digits later this week, the state wants to remind residents that cooling centers are available at Department of Human Services offices in each county. Additional sites are located in some counties. For example, St. Mary's Good Samaritan is offering use of the air-conditioned public areas at both of its campuses, St. Mary's Hospital in Centralia and Good Samaritan Regional Health Center in Mount Vernon. Individuals can utilize the main lobby, the snack shop, and the cafeteria at both facilities as cooling sites. Montana must allow campaign contributions from corporations. Following yesterday's decision by the U.S. Supreme Court, Illinois already does that. But as Amanda Vinicky reports, the ruling still has significance here.
The nation's high court says states cannot forbid corporations from donating to candidates.
And in that sense, this will have very little effect on Illinois, since we have long allowed corporations to give to candidates, to spend money on candidates, to buy ads, all the stuff that the Supreme Court says Montana has to allow, our state has allowed for a long time.
That's David Morrison with the Illinois Campaign for Political Reform. The organization was one of many in several states that filed briefs with the U.S. Supreme Court in the case. They were urging the court to use it as a broader opportunity to revisit its 2010 landmark Citizens United decision that Morrison says resulted in sweeping changes to campaign finance law. The court declined. Morrison says that leaves questions unresolved as Illinois goes through its first election cycle with limits on how much individuals, unions, and businesses can donate to politicians. I'm Amanda Vinicky.
Governor Pat Quinn has signed a measure that'll reduce the number of regional offices of education in Illinois. The offices, which oversee everything from teacher and bus driver certification to truancy, GED programs, and more, will be reduced from 44 to 35. Smaller offices will be absorbed by larger ones, and it'll be based on population. Bob Diber heads the Illinois Association of Regional Superintendents of Schools. He says he understands the state's need to cut expenses, but adds the mergers will result in layoffs.
Naturally, there is some anxieties in the regions in which those regional superintendents in those counties are going to be affected.
Diber says the results in the loss of 200 jobs won't be felt until after the 2014 elections. That's when the current superintendent's terms expire. SIU President Glenn Pichard says the state's continued cutbacks in funding mean fewer jobs for Southern Illinoisans. Pichard says because of budget struggles, jobs have been left open on the Carbondale campus, and that may continue or even grow given the steep cuts coming in the next fiscal year.
Right now, we have left open 505 positions here. there's about 320 people that have already turned in their paperwork to retire by the end of June who likely would not have been retiring this early.
Many state employees are choosing to retire early this year due to a change in the way pensions are tabulated. This is in addition to potential changes to the overall pension system, which Pritchard says could mean more lost revenue for SIU and other institutions. The university as a whole will see a $13 million decline in state funding next year. We can expect a clear sky today, a high around 90 degrees, and a northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles an hour. It's 7:10.